Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an efficient, repeatable system for auditioning breaks from scratch, specifically for smoky, late-night drum and bass. Think dark, rolling, human, not shiny festival drums. The goal is to stop scrolling endlessly and start making quick, confident decisions that actually translate once the bass comes in. Here's the mindset. In the style, a break isn't just a loop. It's a palette. It's coast notes, ride texture, the snare tone, that little bit of room grit, and the micro swing that makes it feel live at 2 a.m. So we're going to create a setup that lets you hear those details fast, in context, and in the right tonal world. Let's start in Ableton Live with a fresh project. Set your tempo first. If you want classic rolling, go 174 BPM. If you want it slightly deeper and a little more halftime friendly, go 170. I'll sit at 174 for now, but pick your target and commit, because auditioning at the wrong tempo messes with your perception of groove. Now create a few tracks. Make one audio track called Break Audition. Make a MIDI track called Break Slice, and load a drum rack on it. Optionally, add an audio track called SUB or Bass, just for vibe checking. And then create two return tracks. Return A's short room. Put a reverb on it, room or small. Set decay somewhere around 0.35 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay basically none, like 0 to 10 milliseconds. And roll off the highs inside the reverb. High cut around 6 to 9k. Wet is 100% because it's a return. Return B is dub verb. Use hybrid reverb if you have it, otherwise standard reverb works. Go plate or a dark hall. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 35 milliseconds, and high cut around 4 to 7k. Again, wet at 100%. These two returns are a big part of the late-night cheat code. The tiny room helps breaks sit like they're in an actual space, and the darker long verb gives instant mood without turning your top end into a harsh wash. Now we build the dedicated audition chain. This is the track that makes everything you drop in feel like it belongs in the same world, so you can make decisions quickly. On Break Audition, add utility first. Pull the gain down to -6 dB. This is about headroom and consistency. When you're auditioning lots of breaks, you want your processing to react similarly, not randomly, because one file is super hot. Keep width at 100% for now. Next, add EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 HE. Not because there's musical sub in a break, but because low rumble steals headroom and tricks you into thinking something is fatter than it is. Then check for boxiness. A gentle dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, around 250 to 450 Hz with a moderate Q, around 1.2. And optionally, if the loop is too crispy, do a tiny high shelf down, like 1 to 3 dB, somewhere around 8 to 12k. Notice the theme, small moves. We're not mastering a break. We're creating a fair audition environment. Now add drum bus. This is your smoke engine. Dart drive around 10%. Crunch low, 0 to 10%. The moment you hear fizzy sandpaper, you've gone too far for this vibe. Damp is important. Put it around 20 to 45% to darken. Transients, for late night, you often go slightly negative, like -2 or -3, so it's less clicky and more rolled. And keep boom off. If you want sub, you'll do it separately. After that, add glue compressor. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see around 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. This is such an underrated move for auditioning, because it catches those snare spikes that fool your ear into thinking the loop is better just because it's louder. Optional. Add saturator for thickness. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. But here's the rule. Always match loudness. If you add drive and it gets louder, you'll pick it even if it's not actually better. So compensate with output until bypassing the saturator doesn't change the overall level much. And finally, put a limiter at the end as a safety net. Ceiling -1 dB. This is not for loudness. It's just to catch anything wild while you're throwing random samples in. Quick teacher note. The number one reason people pick the wrong break is loudness bias. Loud sounds better. Your job is to eliminate that bias so your taste can work. Alright, now let's talk warping. Because warping is either your best friend or the reason your breaks lose their soul. Drag a break into Break Audition. Turn warp on. Make sure the segment BPM is roughly correct. If it's confused, right-click near the start and choose warp from here, straight, just to give live a clean reference. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro. It tends to keep timing and pitch feeling faithful when you're doing full loops. If it gets dull or facey, try Complex. And while beats mode is great for certain percussive loops, for full breaks it can sometimes stomp on ghost notes and that little human smear we actually want. So for auditioning full breaks, complex or complex pro first. Now, timing correction. We're not quantizing the soul out of it. The quick method is, one warp marker at the very start, at 1.1.1, and then only add markers on snare landmarks, like the major backbeats. If you put warp markers on everything, you'll get a stiff, unnatural break that might sound tight, but it won't roll. Here's a micro-timing reality check I want you to do before you commit to any loop. Loop 2 bars. Then do a quick mute test, so you mostly hear the kick and snare landmarks, not all the hats and ghosts. You can do this by slicing later, or even by reducing clip gain on sections. But the idea is simple. Listen to where the snare feels like it sits. If it feels like it's leaning forward and rushing, don't instantly start drawing warp markers everywhere. Try nudging the clip start a few milliseconds, or add one warp marker on the late snare only. Minimal moves, maximum groove. Now we're ready to audition properly, and this is where most people level up instantly. Do not audition breaks solo and dry. That's how you choose loops that sound exciting alone but fall apart in an actual track. Instead, build a two-bar context loop. In arrangement view, loop two bars. Put your break there. Then add a super simple reference pattern underneath. This can be a basic kick pattern or a placeholder sub. If you want, create a sub note using operator, just a sine wave, and hold a note like F or G. Something stable. We're not writing the bass line yet. We're just checking. Does this break carry the roll under a sub, or does it fight it? Turn your metronome off. You're judging groove, not grid accuracy. Now you have a context loop. This is your audition stage. Every break steps onto the same stage with the same lighting, and you judge them fairly. Next, how do we audition lots of breaks without losing flow? You have two good options. Option A is simple. Keep everything on the one break audition track with a chain. Drop multiple break clips into arrangement at different positions. Then move your loop brace between them. This is fast, and you keep the same processing. Option B is cleaner for larger batches. Create multiple audio tracks, maybe break 01 through break 12. Put no processing on those individual tracks. Group them into a break bus. Put your audition chain on the bus instead. Now you can solo switch between candidates and they all hit the same chain. And here are a few speed tricks. The zero key toggles deactivate, so you can quickly kill clips you don't want without deleting anything. And duplicate your best candidate with Command or Control D, so you keep the winner and keep digging. Now let's add a decision system so you don't get stuck. While you audition, score quickly. Rename your clips with a prefix. _ means instant vibe. _ means workable. _ means not today. So you might have something like a Dark MN-172 Good Ghosts. You're building a mini library of decisions, not just collecting files. Also, tag breaks by function, not just by the original file name. Make folders like breaks snare forward, breaks hat ride texture, breaks lo-fi room, breaks clean modern. Because when you're producing, you're usually searching for a role, not a specific break. Now, one more layer of honesty. Loudness matching is necessary, but not always sufficient. Some loops win, because they have extra 3 to 8K energy, that presence range that feels exciting, but it's exactly what makes things harsh in a smoky mix. So here's a quick pro move. Drop spectrum after your audition chain. Look at the highs. For late-night friendly breaks, you often want a smoother decline above 8 to 10K, not a bright shelf. And watch out for an ice pick ridge around 3 to 6K. If you see that and you hear it, do a quick correction. EQ8, wide bell. Pull 1.5 to 3 dB around 4.5K, with a Q around 0.7 to 1.0. No surgery. Just a fast vibe correction so you can keep moving. Before we move on, let's set headroom rules so your chain behaves consistently across candidates. Aim for the raw clip to peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before it hits your bus chain. If a break is super hot, don't only rely on utility, use clip gain. That way the compressor and drum bus react similarly across different files, and your comparisons stay fair. Alright, once you've picked a winner, we slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. For slicing preset, choose built-in none, because we're going to build our own tone shaping. Now you've got a drum rack full of simpler slices, and a MIDI clip that triggers them in the original order. This is your playground for rolling edits. On the drum rack master chain, at EQ8, high pass around 30 Hz. If it's muddy, a small dip around 300 Hz. Then add drum bus again, dry 5 to 12%, damp 25 to 50%, then glue compressor, light, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The point is cohesion, not flattening. Now go to specific pads, especially snare-heavy slices. If there's a harsh ring, notch somewhere between 1.8 and 3.5K. And if you need a little extra thickness, add a tiny saturator, like 1 to 2 dB drive, just on that slice. Now, the pattern. Start with a MIDI clip that Live generated. Remove messy hits, then re-add intention, extra ghost notes before the snare, occasional ride textures, shuffled hats. The classic trick is to keep some of the original order, so it stays authentic, but rearrange just enough to make it modern. You want that I recognize the break feeling, but with your own control over the roll. Here's a really usable intermediate technique, ghost note emphasis without raising overall volume. Pick 2 to 5 ghost slices. On those pads, add a very light saturator, maybe half a dB to 2 dB, and a subtle EQ bump around 700 Hz to 1.5K, wide and quiet. Keep the velocity low, and let the saturation make them audible. That creates that rolling carpet under the main hits without making the whole loop louder. Now let's lock in the smoky late night tone as a repeatable recipe. On your break bus or drum group, use sends to the returns you made earlier. Send a little to short room, typically around minus 20 to minus 12 dB, just enough that if you mute it, the loop feels slightly flatter. Then for dub verb, keep it subtle most of the time, like minus infinity up to minus 18 dB, and automate it up only on fills and end of phrase moments. Late night space is about restraint, then a few intentional throws. Then add an auto filter after compression. Low pass mode, set cutoff somewhere around 10 to 16K depending on how bright the material is. Small resonance, like 0.4 to 0.8. And if you want to make this super playable, map the cutoff to a macro and call it night mode. That one knob becomes your make it 2 a.m. control. Optional upgrade. Instead of only filtering, you can tame highs dynamically. Multiband dynamics is great for this. This audio version is shortened for playback.